Psalm 110. A Psalm of David.
The Lord says to my Lord,
"Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool."
The Lord sends forth from Zion your mighty scepter. Rule in the midst of your enemies. Your people will offer themselves freely on the day of your power in holy garments. From the womb of the morning, the dew of your youth will be yours. The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind.
You are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek.
The Lord is at your right hand. He will shatter kings on the day of his wrath. He will execute judgment among the nations, filling them with corpses. He will shatter chiefs over the wide earth. He will drink from the brook by the way. Therefore, he will lift up his head.
Today's devotion. Trust in Jesus, who reigns and cares for us. In Psalm 110, we find God's assurance to his people, a reminder that his covenant with David remains firm, even in times of Israel's failures. Even when leaders fail and people go astray, God's promise remains. This psalm doesn't just point to a future king, but to a perfect king who rules with power and cares with mercy. This king is not just a king on the throne, but also a priest who never stops caring for us like Melchizedek. This unique combination of authority and prayer, power and compassion, points us to Jesus Christ, the only one who fully fulfills both roles. Thus, the psalmist calls us to trust in God's power when we feel defeated by the enemy's work, whether through health struggles and loneliness. Others may battle academic stress or peer pressure. Some of us may face challenges in our career expectations, parenting, or finances. Yet in all this, Psalm 110 reminds us that Christ is in control. He sits at God's right hand, and all his enemies, our enemies, will be placed under his feet. So let's submit our worries to his authority and find rest in his rule today. We can come to God with confidence because Christ, our eternal priest, is always there to welcome us and speak on our behalf. When we're tempted to prove our worth to God through our abilities or efforts, let us remember that we can come boldly to his throne of grace and rest in the mercy of our eternal high priest, who knows our weaknesses and prays for us, not because of our works. He will shatter kings, execute judgment among the nations. Verses 5-6. Despite living under good governance, a stable economy, and strong legal system, we still face injustice in this broken world, both in our personal lives and as we observe the nations in many different forms. When we face unjust treatment or feel pressured to compromise truth to be accepted, remember that Christ will one day judge all things rightly. Let this hope for Christ's return guide how we live today with courage, integrity, and purpose. In times of burnout, when we are tempted to compare ourselves with others or feel overwhelmed by business, let's find rest in Christ. Our strength is renewed not by striving harder, but by being refreshed in his presence through scripture, prayer, and Sabbath rest. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you are above all, yet you come close to us with mercy. You rule with power and pray for us with love. Help us give you every part of our lives, our pain and our joy. Teach us to live with joy and confidence under your rule. Make us willing to serve you and give us strength to live in your victory. Thank you for leading us, praying for us, and coming again. Amen.